This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, good to have you on the podcast again. Let's get an update from you on what's on the economic calendar this week that could be messing with us.
Well, it's the Fed, but so far it's the drone strikes on the Saudi Arabian oil fields are being good to us. MBS prices are up about 25 basis points. Unfortunately, the stock market's down, but that's kind of how things have been rolling, where what's good for the MBS market's not good for the stock market. Iran's being blamed for it by some in the U.S. Supposedly, there's some data to back that up, but it sure raises the question of what might happen next and how retaliation may be carried out. So that's got the market kind of spooked, and so the sell-off in stocks is good for bonds.
Yeah, maybe a good day to lock a loan.
Last week was a bad week, as I'm sure everyone knows. MBS prices fell about 130 basis points during the week. Like I was mentioning, what's good for MBS is not good for stocks and vice versa. The stock market was up about 400 points last week on the Dow. And that just continued the trend so far for September. Today's about the first day after September 3rd that we've been up on MBS prices. So it's been a tough week. I mean, part of it should have been good for, the ECB meeting should have been good for MBS prices. Dropping rates was, actually what they did was pretty much as expected, but at least the ECB confirmed that they were installing a new QE program. Should have been good for bonds and was initially, but by the time the day was over, all the benefit that occurred early had been reversed, and in fact, that was a down day. You know, Brexit has been a big part of the news lately. Last week, I couldn't even begin to tell you all the legislative maneuvering things that were going on. But in the end, it looks as though the chance of a no-deal Brexit on October 31st has diminished some, which may be good for the market, good for stocks. But there's still a lot going on inside the legal maneuvering that's going on in Great Britain to have an impact on markets in the weeks to come. The data that came out last week was mixed for interest rates. Core CPI rose more than expected, and retail sales without autos was a little lower than expected. And both of those things are going to weigh on the Fed this week, which is going to be the big driver for MBS prices, I think, this week. 25 basis point cut in Fed funds rates expected, although the expectation for that has fallen some. It is now at 65%, whereas last week it was up to 95%. You know, part of that, I think, was following the rise in core CPI. And looking longer term, you know, the Fed expects that 25 basis point cut. But they'll really be looking for guidance as to what's going on in future rate cuts. And I looked out in the last week, the expectation of a third rate cut this year has fallen from about 50% to 15%. So people aren't expecting as much help from the Fed as it relates to stimulating the market than what had been the case just a week ago. So watch for the statement to come out at 2 on Wednesday. And 2 Eastern time, and the press conference will follow that at 2:30. Then the housing, there's a lot of housing data to come out next week, or this week, Dave. Home builder sentiment comes out tomorrow. Housing starts on Wednesday and existing home sales on Thursday. And even though we've seen a lot of volatility in interest rates, you know, you would have expected that the drop in rates that occurred would have been good for existing home sales, but there is a small drop expected from the July level.
Interesting.
And that's it.
That's it. Yep. Existing home sales. Well, we're in the seasonal, starting to slow down a little bit, but we'll start seeing some of that data show up there. But it's going to be interesting with interest rates bumping up, taking 2 million prospective refinance people out of the market, people or Americans out of the refinance market. Interesting to see what the volume levels are going to do this fall. And are we going to find ourselves in a situation where we're struggling to get some business in the door? Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Black Knight Open Mortgage, Resex Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank, and then also MBA, the Lenders One Cooperative, as well as the Mortgage Collaborative Cooperative. CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Velma, Knowledge Group, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thank you for listening, and have a great week, everybody. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week and thanks for listening.